Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic joining us, well, joining me on the big show tomorrow. Bill Press going to come and react to the State of the Union address. Apparently, Bill Press also went to a Slash concert last night. Said any day but today. Maybe feeling a little fuzzy. You know how that feels.
Bill rocks out, man. I wouldn't doubt it.
So we got Bill Press and we got New Marquette University Law School Poland coming tomorrow. And I've been assured legalizing marijuana, it was an ask question on this poll.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
So I'll tell you how it went when Charles Franklin joins me at 4:30. And of course, Dom joins at 5:00. And you can always join at 844-967-2789. Although I've decided CGA gets a cooling off day.
A little break.
I'm going to put him on a back burner. I just, you know, I'd hate to see him break down and cry on the radio. It's an embarrassing thing. It would make him look as bad as Gableman.
Before we get to the callers, Crudy, this one I saw from Reuters today. Apparently some new subpoenas, Crudy. 6 new subpoenas from the Congressional Committee. Individual subpoenas included Cleta Mitchell, a lawyer who advised former President Trump.
Wait. With Wisconsin ties, she was at Foley and Laudner. Go ahead.
And one of my favorites, Christina Bob, a reporter from the far-right One American News Network, who also worked part-time for the Trump legal team. And I would, as a side note, point out also Christina Bob's Wisconsin connection. Her organization, Voices and Votes, something along those lines. You can look them up on Twitter, but they're banned right now. They're the ones that
when they come back from their banning, look them up on Twitter.
They're the ones that funded a Wisconsin delegation to travel on private dollars. Apparently, you know, the Republicans have no problem with that. On private dollars to the fraudulent in Arizona, Jadel Branjan, the lady who presided over the committee that Gableman testified in front of today. Went to go see the fraudit funded by Christina Bob from OAN, who was subpoenaed today.
Well, Dominic, turnabout's fair play. Gableman also went out to Maricopa County to observe the cyber ninjas, but he did it, my understanding, on the taxpayer dollars. And he also took a trip out to Mike Lindell's cyber symposium, right? Yeah. Did that on the taxpayers' dollars as well. So,
well, I mean, you know, research and all that.
Got to be on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't zoom in. You don't get the feeling. You got to be there, man. And plus, it's warmer there.
So how do you think this plays out on the national news? I didn't look to see if Fox News is taking this up. You know, someone's finally, they think they're the first domino here. That, you know, Gableman, he says, well, of course, this action of rescinding the Electoral College votes of Wisconsin won't make Biden not the president, not singularly, but it's the first domino. It's the first domino in the falling of democracy. And Gableman has shown himself to be a willing participant. This is anti-American. This is anti-democratic.
It's citing cases that were lost or not accepted by the courts based on the lack of evidence as proof of whatever it is you're trying to prove is a bunk position. I mean, who what? How can you possibly state that? You can disagree with the ruling, but the ruling was the ruling. You could appeal, you could refile, do something. But at some point, you lose, and you no longer have that portion to defend, to throw up in anybody's faces and say, look, this is the fraud, and here's what happened. And if you do not, as a consequence of your research, figure out why the hell did, you know, some billionaire have to come in and give hundreds of millions of dollars to help people go vote during a pandemic? Why couldn't our own government fund that through, I don't know, taxing the billionaires? If that's not part of the solution, then it's purely political and they're just wasting everybody's time. Of course, they're hacks.
One of the other recommendations from this Gableman interim report, I quote, at best, the Wisconsin Elections Commission is hopelessly derelict of duty. Gableman told the Assembly Elections Committee in a 3-hour presentation of his 136-page interim report. So there's a final report coming, I guess, you know, at taxpayer expense. from his ongoing one-party review, which reiterates past GOP criticisms of the state's presidential election, including the millions of dollars of private grants allocated to cities to help administer the election amid the pandemic constituted bribery. But when he was on the court in the state of Wisconsin specifically, and he was the beneficiary of millions of dollars from Wisconsin Realtors Association, at least their political action arm, and the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, right?
Yes.
They gave millions to get that guy, Gableman, elected to the court.
Yes.
And then when they became litigants before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, he refused to recuse. And the case before the court was the campaign corruption of the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, right? That was
yes.
the underlying issue.
Could you coordinate
with third-party groups like he was doing?
It's so long
allegedly.
Ago.
Allegedly.
Who can even remember?
Well, Prosser said, well, I didn't feel like I had to recuse because it had been more than a year since I took the millions. It took that long to work its way through the courts. Right.
I know it is, and people, I think people, either they don't put the, they don't remember,
I remember.
I know you do. And thank you for reminding everybody all the time and, being a little gray matter for me once in a while. People need to remember. I mean, this is not just happening out of the blue. This is an evolution of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin. What you see nationwide, well, we are the bellwether, man. It happens here first.
But he cannot be laying in bed at night finding, the legal rationale here. Because, of course, there is no legal rationale that Gableman lays forth. All the legal challenges have already been dismissed as meritless. And what he puts forth, the Legislative Reference Bureau, the attorneys for the legislature, have already said implausible, impossible, can't do it. And he leads with that today. Like, so
it's almost
clearly
like they wanna...
he's laying in bed at night going... By what loophole can we exert
dismiss
fascism?
The Constitution and use some fascism, some good old-fashioned authoritarianism like Trump and Putin? That's their answer.
Come back. More devils.
I'm not in the job of having evidence. That's what investigations are for.